Hi guys, welcome back to You Get the Gist. I'm your host Diana, and the next time you're going to hear an episode, I'm going to be 26 years old. If you've been around long enough, for a year precisely, you might remember that when I turned 25 last year, it was the saddest and most depressing birthday celebration that I have ever had, because it was no celebration at all, and I was all by myself in Greece, sitting there being depressed, because I was focusing on the wrong things. And back then, on my 25th birthday, I made a vow to myself that next year my birthday is going to be so much better. And that doesn't have anything to do with what I chose to do on my birthday, because I chose to spend time with my friends last year, and I chose to do the same thing this year as well. But the only difference was that last year I was in Greece by myself, and my friends were just digitally there for me. And they are now here in person with me, and we're going to go to an escape room, because I love escape rooms, and we're going to finish that off with a restaurant. So I'm really excited for that. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. And yeah, so last year I just vowed to myself that no matter what, I'm going to have an amazing birthday, even if that means I'm going to have it by myself. And so last year I was focusing so much on other people's approval. I was focusing so much on their validation, on the community, and I was not self-sufficient. I was not enough for myself, and I always thought that I just need good people around me in order to be a valued citizen, a valued part of a group. And so without being in a group, without being in somebody's company, I am less than. And so that was the lesson that I dedicated this year of my life to learn that, to internalize that, not just know it rationally, but also know it emotionally and mentally, and just, you know, make it a part of who I am. And ever since, everything that has happened has pushed me towards my independence. Independence for me doesn't mean that I am alone by myself and I have to be this lone wolf and not be around people at all. It just means that I actually get to choose how I react to whatever happens in my life, and I make smarter decisions about what I want to happen in my life too. So ever since then, I started focusing on my finances. I started focusing on getting a job that I actually like instead of doing it for the money. I was a very clingy girlfriend. So I was very... If my boyfriend was in a bad mood, that means that it's a bad day for me too. And if he gave me attention and affection, that means that that's a good day, because I made my emotional freedom dependent on him. So... Or better say, it wasn't my emotional state, because it was not freedom, obviously. I was just a slave to other people's moods, and you cannot control that. You cannot even control your own mood. So why do you try to make something so ever-changing your point of stability? That foundation in itself is not going to get you nowhere. And so, in today's episode, we are going to talk about detaching ourselves from all those factors around us that we define ourselves through. Because the true definition of who you are comes from deep within. And so I've been asked a couple days back, who are you? Like, as in, who are you as a person? Who, or are you even a person? What do you think that you are in this world? What is your existence about? And first I was like, how can you ask me who do you think you are? Like, it was kind of a thought that he was coming for me. And this is going to be a fight, and I'm gonna have to draw this clause out. But he meant it in a more spiritual way. So who are you? Who do you think that you truly are? And so I took a step back to think, and I wrote this. I am consciousness in the form of a human body, which finds its dharma in showing other people the path to self-realization. I'm pretty sure that on my journey to a higher consciousness, I'm going to have a different definition of who I think I am. But as of right now, this is who I think I am. And it is not bound to who I am as a person. It is not bound to me being Diana, me being 26, me being a woman, me being white, and so on and so forth. Doesn't have anything to do with my job, with my relationships, with my belief system, basically nothing. And so I think that as soon as you can define yourself without all of those forms and things that you hold on to that are just here in the material realm, that is the next step, that is the portal opening up to you gaining a higher consciousness. I just think it's funny how now, after the retrograde has passed and the full moon in Scorpio fucked us up even more, I feel like I am gaining back some control over my thoughts. Because let me tell you, especially the past week was very challenging for me, because at work I could not focus for shit. I could not get a straight thought. I had a mental breakdown. Things just didn't want to work how they usually do. I was overwhelmed with the easiest of tasks that on a normal day I can just do with my eyes closed. But last week, it was just all too much. And it had to do with me having so many vivid dreams. So when I was sleeping, especially now with the full moon, first of all, I couldn't sleep very well. And when I fell asleep, then I had such clear dreams that I could still remember the next day, and I can still remember now, partly at least. And they all had to do with the things that I was thinking about on the same day or that had happened on the same day. And I was just like, why cannot my brain function on a normal basis and just like put everything that you have experienced today in the unconscious mind and then get it over with like everything else? But now, with all of those emotions of powerlessness and being caught in your own ways have followed me in my dreams too, and they didn't give me a second to rest. And so I took a walk in the forest towards the end of the week, and I cried because I just felt so overwhelmed, and I was like, am I even doing the right thing in life? And am I where I am supposed to be? Am I how I am supposed to be, and so on and so forth. And while being there and just breathing in and breathing out and trying to focus on letting go, it just felt like all this weight was falling off my heart and off my shoulders, because I realized that, hey, it is absolutely fine to feel human, to feel overwhelmed, to feel like everything is just going over your head sometimes, but don't forget the bigger picture. And so don't forget, when you are in a stressful situation, when you are having a period of time that is maybe not ideal, don't get so caught up in the details, because you are not those details. They don't define you, and there is a mission out there that waits for you to regain your power, to regain your clarity, so that you can continue working on those goals and on those accomplishments. So in those moments, I just failed to see all of the progress that I've been doing, even especially in this very challenging week. I still went to work every day, and I still did all of my projects on time. I still respected all the deadlines. I still did all the extra tasks that came my way. And even though I felt very stressed by them, I still got the work done. Like, that's the gist of what I'm trying to say. So maybe you're in a situation where you don't even see your progress, and you feel like you are being stagnant right now, that you're lagging and that you're not moving forward. But this is exactly the biggest period of time when you're making progress. It is when you still push through, when you still manage to get that shit done that is stressing you out, and you don't even see it. And that's like the biggest tragedy of all, that you don't even see it. And as soon as you take a step back and distance yourself from that situation, that is when the realization is going to hit you that, damn, I still got through it, I still did it, and I'm not such a failure as initially thought. So maybe all you need to do is not quit your job and your relationship and throw everything overboard and just start a new life in Tibet. Maybe all you need to do is take a step back, maybe take a walk in your forest, in a park, wherever you feel comfortable, maybe do some grounding practices like barefoot walking. And that is when clarity is going to come back to you. So the universe is always going to talk to us, right? But if we are too busy listening to the noise of the world, we are going to be unable to listen to the voice of the universe. Now, how do you manage to switch your mindset from the things that define you to yourself that defines you? And that means your job, your family status, and where you live don't define who you are. So if somebody asks, who are you? You're not going to say, I'm a woman that lives in Germany and works in marketing. You're going to say, as soon as you see it for yourself, as soon as you take on another form of truth that only you have to believe and you don't have to make it clear to anybody else. You don't have to, you know, try to convince anybody else of your truth. As long as you believe that it is your truth, you just go and live by it. We're going to say things like, I am energy, I am consciousness, I am spirit, and I am here in this human form. And I am here for, I don't know, for fulfilling my dharma, for helping people, for learning a lesson, for reincarnation purposes. Whatever you believe for yourself, whatever rocks your boat, girl, honestly. And so, what rocks my boat is just saying that I am consciousness in this human body. And whenever I feel challenged in the material realm, it is because I am here and maybe I'm not used to being a human because I am consciousness and I'm free and I don't live in boundaries. And so for this short period of time, my lifetime as a human, I have to live in this human shell and I have to, you know, to abide to the rules that come with living as a human. And so maybe that is what brings so much sorrow and so much pain because I don't yet understand how to navigate this. But as soon as I do, then I'm going to make the best out of it and I'm going to help other people do the same. Because I'm sure that I'm not the only soul, the only part of consciousness feeling like this. And so whenever you find your own definition of your truth, you just have to hold on to it, keep working towards it, and keep working towards your goal. And if your goal is to live a lavish human life, then that is what you have to do. If your goal is to help others, it doesn't even matter how, in your own way, then that is what you have to do. And so when those little details that don't work out come your way, don't feel too discouraged. Because in the long run, those days will not matter anymore. What will matter is the progress that you have done, even on the days where you did not feel like putting another foot in front of the other. Since the beginning of April, I have been stretching every morning to get my splits, to get the middle split and the other side split or whatever you call it. And I thought that in a month I'm going to be able to do the splits, but surprise, bitch, it's not true. So having done it for a month and not having got there, with my mindset from a month ago when I started, I would be disappointed that I did not get it done in 30 days. But now, while being on the path, while doing all the progress and seeing that, yes, I can actually stretch further now than I used to a month ago, it just gives me even more motivation and positive feelings when seeing that, yes, I actually do progress and I actually do see that I can get deeper into the stretch and I actually see that my work was not in vain. And I think that when you are in the process of doing something, when you have a specific goal, maybe you might get the timeline a bit wrong. Because if it's something that you have never done before, you cannot possibly know every single step ahead of time. And you're not going to be able to see the setbacks before they set in. You're not going to be able to see when exactly you're going to reach some milestones that you've set for yourself. But as soon as you actually start seeing any type of progress, that's going to make you proud as fuck. Like, I love the feeling when I see that, oh my god, I have gained more knowledge. And when it came to practice, when it came to kind of test the knowledge that I had, I actually could use it in a positive way and it brought me further somehow. Or when it comes to fitness, to stretching, to whatever, when you see that the thing that you've practiced for now actually really works, that feeling of fulfillment and of being so proud of yourself, that is what gets me really high. Like, that is one of the highest and most elevating emotions of all. The best part about it is that I never once posted about stretching. And that is because I don't feel the need to share my goal or my struggles or my progress with anybody else on social media, because I don't look for their validation anymore. I don't look for their attention anymore. And I don't want them to be like, oh, I wish I could be like her, because my Leo moon really wanted a lot of the stuff that I just said now. But my Taurus self is like, just be relaxed, calm down, lay back, and do it for yourself. Do it in peace and quiet, because everything that matters is that you are self-sufficient and that you see it within yourself that you have made this progress and you can be proud of yourself in private as well. And if you give yourself the validation that you so dearly wanted from somebody else, that is worth so much more. That makes everybody else's validation look like absolutely nothing. So take a good look within yourself and ask yourself what defines you. And everything that comes up on your list, be brutally honest with yourself. Everything that comes up on your list, you have to get rid of it. And I'm not saying get rid of your job, get rid of your sexuality, get rid of whatever you own. Get rid of the idea that those things define you, because they don't. They do not. Not one single thing. Your job doesn't define you. So when I ask you, who are you? You're not going to say, I'm an investment banker, because I don't care about that. I didn't ask, what's your job? You know what I mean? I didn't ask, what's your gender? I didn't ask, where do you live? I didn't ask, well, what ethnicity are you from? I asked, who are you? And if you are not able to tell me who you are, and your name is also not who you are, if you're not able to tell me who you are, then I need you to really sit down and do this exercise and write down all of the things that you think define you. And then break it down for yourself, step by step. How do I get rid of all of those forms and shapes that society has built and that had caged you in? How can you break free and spread your wings and fly into freedom? How can you do that? Honestly, for me, it all started with my wish to be fully independent, because growing up, I haven't been fully independent because I always had my mom do everything for me. Then I was in relationships and I had those partners looking out for me, and we were a team. And so I was defining myself over that. When I was single, I was defining myself over my job as a dancer. So I'm a dancer. I'm in the dance community. I'm not by myself. And so I never really did things fully independently, because I always had those definitions and those boxes that I put myself into. Like, yes, I did go to Greece alone by myself in 2020, and that was like the first step towards being independent. And when I returned from Greece, I just went into a relationship where I fully made it be my definition again. And so it was a step back. But after that, I have taken another step towards being independent by moving in a new apartment by myself. And that was the very first time that I have lived absolutely lonely, or let's not call it lonely, where I lived by myself alone. I did feel lonely at that time, not gonna lie, because it was such unnavigated land. I did not know what to do with myself. I felt abandoned so often, even though I was the one that went away. And so I did not know how could I ever find happiness without people. How could I ever feel validation without it coming from other people? And by going through all of those things that I went through for the past 4 years, that is how I have grown into this mindset. So it doesn't come overnight. Even if you think that your timeline should be different, your timeline should be exactly what it is. So don't have no expectations when it comes to how quick you're going to get there, how quick you're going to reach a specific state of consciousness. And I know that it gets difficult at times, especially when you may be someone that is impatient. Just, you know, you can always control how you feel about it, how you react to it, but you're not going to be fully able to control the timeline, because maybe you think you're ready, but you're truly not, because there might still be a specific lesson that hasn't yet been learned. Maybe you have to do some more shadow work to get over something that you've suppressed so bad that you might have forgotten about it, and so on and so forth. And so, to come back and round it up again, when you truly want to reach this next level of consciousness, you have to learn the language of the universe, and that is symbolism, that is listening, and that is actually putting into practice what you're learning. You cannot only, let's say, watch The Secret, read two books about self-development, and then expect to be a guru. It's not gonna happen, girl. And also going to a retreat, going on vacation for 2 weeks to Bali is also not gonna seal the deal. So you need to start to walk that walk and not just talk the talk. I need you to actually start to implement those healthy habits into your day-to-day life. I need you to start talking to your friends about it, to dive deeper into all the material that you're learning by actually implementing it into your life. Not just thinking about it, but actually taking action on it. And that is when things get tricky, right? Because you might start to associate yourself with those spiritual things, with the consciousness, awareness, mindfulness thing, that you start to make that your personality. Oh, I'm a yoga teacher, I'm a holistic practitioner, I do crystal healing, I am an astrologer, and that is all you are, because you have changed your ways from being who you were before to being somebody that is part of the New Age community. So that is very important for you to not slip into that community. I'm not saying it's a negative one, but I'm saying, again, you're going to define yourself over a different group of people, and you're going to be at the exact place where you were when you started. So that also cannot be what you define yourself as. You just need to use those tools to actually get to selflessness through that, instead of becoming part of the New Age groups. And I'm saying that out of experience, because I've been there. Because everything I was talking about was astrology. I mean, I still am talking a lot about astrology, but I'm not doing it in the way that I used to do back then, because all I was interested in was self-development. And if you're, let's say, interested in sports, in the gym, then all you're going to talk about is the gym, or all you're going to do is go to the gym and try to get better, and you're never going to be satiated and satisfied with the progress that you've made so far, because you could always be doing more. Enough is not enough for you. And so that also applies to spirituality. That applies to higher consciousness, to becoming your best self. And I think that you just need to find a really healthy balance between those things, to not let it feel like an addiction, like a competition. Like you're always striving to become something that you're not. And as soon as you get there a step closer, the goal gets one step further away. That is what you have to be careful about, because you really don't want to fall down that rabbit hole too. Because if you do, it might be even more difficult to get out of it, because you're going to feel even more discouraged, as you thought that self-development might be your salvation, and it turns out that it's the exact same thing masked in a different name. So that is, again, something that you should be wary of. But trust me, that going on this journey to really becoming selfless and becoming self-sufficient is absolutely worth it. I'm not gonna say that I'm quite there yet, but I'm closer than I used to be 4 years ago, and that makes me absolutely proud of myself, and it makes me feel a lot more fulfilled, and it also gives me direction and clarity about the next steps, about how do I define freedom for myself, how do I define being selfless within myself, and how do I get there. I started to find creative ways to get closer to my goal. And that actually feels so liberating because I know that there is this specific goal. And when I reach it, I've got it. And from then on, I can see what life has in store next for me. And it's not a wishy-washy goal that can always be pushed even further as soon as I get closer to it, right? So I'm just here to tell you that you should definitely not give up. Don't miss out on becoming self-sufficient. And once again, take a good look deep within at all the shackles that you have put around your feet and, sorry, and all the things that define who you are that actually shouldn't define who you are. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you love the pod at least half as much as I do, then please give it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't miss out on doing that, please, because I see y'all. Share it with your friends, with your family, with yourself, and just implement whatever you hear in this podcast. Don't just listen to it. Take action upon it. I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you got the gist. Bye!